there were earthquakes all over Puri because Mother Earth could not bear the separation from Gauranga. Whole houses broke and crashed on the ground and so on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw if he would leave without giving the living entities a possibility to still experience the love of Godhead which he had come to distribute, the earth would maybe collapse, you know. So he empowered one specific Brahmana to become the father of a great Vaishnava called Srinivas. This Brahmin devotee of him had been there during the sannyas ceremony of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when his beautiful locks of hair were cut by the shaving instrument of the barber. And it had affected him so much to see this, that he was coming home and he would only say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He did not say anything else than Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. So then this Brahmana became known as Chaitanya Das. So he had often come to Puri and he had begged Lord Jagannath to give him a son who would spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And Mahaprabhu heard about him and then he said that this Brahmin devotee will be the father of my Srinivas. So Srinivas needed to have some instructions in Krishna consciousness to follow the mission of his life. And I wanted to describe to you, he went to Gadadhar Pandit to learn from him the Bhagavatam. But Gadadhar Pandit, danke, was very old at that time. And his Bhagavatam was bitten by worms, and the ink of the Bhagavatam was washed out of the book by the constant tears which he cried when reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Gadadhar said, I would like to instruct you in the Bhagavatam, but there is no Bhagavatam left. It's all eaten by worms and washed away. The ink is washed away by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my tears. This is a Bhagavatam in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had also written one verse. I have one little 100th part of a part of this page, and I have it in Karuna Bhavan. Hare Krishna. And when the Shayanagati publishing house continues to publish like this, I might donate it to the Shayanagati publishing house. This is called a motivational speech. So this great devotee Srinivas got a Bhagavatam, but on his way back to Puri, he found out that Gadadhar Pandit had left the world. So he continued to walk, to go so many other devotees, but whenever he came to the devotees had just disappeared. Finally, Srinivas came to see Sanatan and Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis in Vrindavan to learn from them. But first Sanatan Goswami left, and then Rupa Goswami, he waited for Srinivas, and Srinivas was coming, running through the countryside to meet Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, one day he came down the Yamuna. He was very old at that time, and he said, "I cannot bear the pangs of separation from my Gauranga and from Sanatan. Srinivas is coming, but I do not know if I can stay long enough to meet and instruct him." So finally Srinivas arrived at Vishram Ghat. That's a ghat which all the Vaishnavas go to before they enter Vrindavan to beg for the blessings of the protector of the holy dham, which is Lord Shiva, and beg also of blessings of Keshava. And when he was sitting after his bath on the ghats, he heard steps. He heard three Vaishnavas. They were saying, "Oh, what will we now do? Rupa Goswami has just left his body." Srinivas jumped up his feet. He ran to the Vaishnavas. "What have you said? Is it true that Rupa Goswami has just left his body?" The Vaishnavas said, "Yes, but we cannot speak about further details because we are too shocked." So, Srinivas, now I will read something from you. I have left home to take shelter of Vrindavan, but where will I now find shelter? My life has become completely useless. Rupa and Sanatan have left. Absorbed in such thoughts, Srinivas lay down beneath a tree. His entire body became motionless, and his breathing slowed. He appeared as if he might die. Seeing him in such a pathetic condition, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami appeared before him and said, "Rise, Srinivas, and look at us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has sent you here, and you are certainly dear to us. We waited for you to come for such a long time. Don't think about returning to Bengal right now. Rather go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Gopabhatta Goswami. All your desires will be fulfilled. Know for certain that Gopabhatta Goswami's mercy on you is also our mercy on you. We have discussed you with Sri Jiva Goswami, and you may study our books under his guidance." So Srinivas had heard this in his dream. He thought, "This is only a dream." Very slowly he opened his eyes, fearing what he would see. He feared to see only darkness around, and maybe the banyan tree under which he was lying. But as he slowly opened his eyes, he saw, to his great astonishment, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatan Goswami. They were standing before him. He quickly got up and offered his obeisances. He was amazed by their beauty. They both emanated radiant health, and their complexions were golden. They had beautiful shikhas on their heads, and their foreheads were decorated with tilak. Thank you, Damodar. Their entire bodies were decorated with markings of Sri Sri Radha Krishna's holy name. This is how the Goswamis looked. Hare Krishna was all written over their body. And they wore loincloths and chadars. They had tulasi beads around their necks. Their transcendental bodies were fragrant. And they constantly chanted Radha and Krishna's holy names. Their teeth resembled the buds of kunda flowers, and their smiles were most enchanting. As soon as Srinivas saw the two Goswamis, his distress disappeared, and he found himself floating in a pool of transcendental bliss, falling to the ground in ecstasy. The two Goswamis then mercifully placed their lotus feet on his head. How nice! They placed his feet actually on his head. And then disappeared. So Srinivas received instructions from them that he should go Srinivas then went in the direction of Vrindavan, and he relished the transcendental beauty of Sri Vrindavan, which is full of spiritual gems. Tomorrow we want to look at some gems. Let's see, what is gems? I do not know this, and I want to know some idea what gems are. And he chanted, so if someone of you want to come, you can come to Tridasharoy, Damayanti, and they will coordinate this journey a little. Or, how do you say, Gaura Shiromani, we will leave here at 10 o'clock and return by 12:30. We will just want to see what are gems. And we will see one gem which is 1.50 meters high. And most probably Gaura Hari and myself will steal it for Radha Madan Mohan. Damodar will carry it. All right? No, I'm joking. In case this tape is, we don't steal, we don't do this. So, when he saw from a distance the disc and flag atop the Govinda temple, Srinivas became agitated and he called out, O Govinda!
O
Gopinath!
O Gopinath.
Tears of love glided down his cheeks, and his anxiety to see Govinda's lotus feet increased. He reached the temple during the Aarti ceremony, and the sounds of the musical instruments made the atmosphere pleasing. Srinivas stood behind the attending devotees and guests, relishing Lord Govinda's exquisite beauty. Tears of love continued to fall from his eyes as he offered his obeisances to Lord Govinda and then slowly moved forward through the crowd. It's described how Srinivas came close to Lord Govinda and spontaneously composed 8 verses. Srinivas Acharya also had composed the 8 verses about the Goswamis. Krishna kirtana gana natana paro premamritam bohonidhi. So he was so jubilant, and as he looked at the beauty of Lord Govinda, in that beautiful Govinda temple, he fainted near the exit and was on the floor. Now, at the same time, Jiva Goswami had heard in the morning, had seen in the morning, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and they had told him, come to see Srinivas. He has arrived in Vrindavan. You will find him near the door, the exit door. He will be in the darkness of the temple. He has fainted. So Jiva Goswami got Srinivas and took care of him and trained him. The reason why I want to tell this to all of you is because you can see how wonderfully the Lord will make arrangements for all of us to come closer to Him. Srinivas wanted to be trained in Krishna consciousness, and Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis made an arrangement for this. They led him, or Lord Govinda made an arrangement to him to meet everything he needed. My dear devotees, if you also want to live your spiritual mission, you will see that Krishna will make an arrangement for you. He will guide you, He will send you the devotees whom you need, and He will appear to you in your life. If you want to control a person, make him afraid. By his fear, he will be controlled. This is what Maya does with all of us. She makes us afraid that we cannot live our own mission, that we cannot live a happy life in Krishna consciousness, and we remain totally bound on the mental platform. Hare Krishna. So, give up this fear. Serve the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan without fear. Do something wonderful to express your devotion to the Lord in this lifetime. Shake off this bondage of fear which the illusory energy will do. And you will see the Lord will make the arrangement for you for sure. When you read this book, Prema Vilas, which at this moment is the first book in the European continent. There is no second book like this. It will come out a little later. Then you will see how the Lord made this wonderful arrangement for His devotee to meet all the devotees He needed to meet and so on. I will now end by reading to you a pastime. Srimati Radharani had spoken to Krishna. When she had stopped speaking to Krishna, Krishna left her playing his transcendental flute. The sound of the flute was so beautiful that the gopis' full attention was captivated, and their hearts were with only Krishna. Srimati Radharani heard the sound of the flute. And she thought, the flute is so dear to Krishna. The flute is always on his lotus lips. And she had an idea. Maybe the flute is... No, I don't want to think this thought. So she turned to Lalita and asked Lalita, Lalita, tell me, who in your opinion is most dear to Krishna? And Lalita answered, I think it's very easy to answer this question. It's you, Radhike. Then Radharani turned to Vishaka and said, Vishaka, tell me honestly, who do you think is most dear to Krishna? And Vishaka said, I'm sorry to say, but the flute is always with Krishna, and the flute is always on her lips. When Radharani heard this, she thought, I knew it. Speak freely, Vishaka. I'm very sorry to say, said Vishaka, but I think the flute is most dear to Krishna. Because, see, it always drinks the nectar from his lips. And it is by the sound of Krishna's flute that he attracts our heart. When Radharani turned to Vishaka, she said, if this is true, then I will give up my life and take birth as Krishna's flute. Now, let us all sit under the desire tree at the foot of Govardhan because there all our desires will be fulfilled. So the beautiful gopis with Radharani went under the desire tree of Govardhan. Srimati Radharani wanted to become the flute of Krishna. My dear devotees, I do not know the end of the pastime, but I know that Radharani remained Radharani, and that she is the most dear to Krishna. And it was somehow made clear by Krishna when he heard this. But what I know is, if you also go under the desire trees in Govardhan, all your desires will be fulfilled. Today is the birthday of Sachi Devi. And I think many of her desires have been fulfilled just by coming at the Govardhan, under the desire trees in Govardhan. And I think they have fulfilled many of your desires, isn't it? Sorry? I'm also going to the desire trees. This is my secret trip. My secret trick. I want to invite all of you this year to come under the desire trees of Govardhan for the Govardhan retreat. Please all come. I also want to invite Damodar to come. Please come. There are also many monkeys you can play with, and parrots. Everything is available there, if it is possible. If it's not possible, we will have full understanding. By the mercy of great personalities, many things are possible. Also the impossible things become possible. Giriraj is the greatest. I just wanted to read a little about the nectar of what happens by the mercy of great personalities. You could see Srinivas and so on. But now, we want to honor the request of a few devotees. Gaurahari will show you pictures of the Sharanagati Bhajan band in the desert of Dubai. Very rare pictures today. You will show, isn't it?
Yes. That's not long. That's not much to see. It's nice to see all the pictures of the Bhagavan band. That's maybe 20 minutes.
Also in Persia, isn't it?
Yes.
We will show you. If you allow me, Krishna, I will now leave you. I want to still have rounds to chant, actually, and I want to read a little before I go on the next tour and so on. So, also, no gentleman likes to see pictures about himself.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.